That brings us to our today's objective. We must change our priority. We must change our priority. The subtitle for today's message is this: A Small Thing. A Small Thing. Don't worry, we won't understand the title till the very end. A Small Thing. Turn your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We must change our priority. Notice I said priority, not priorities. We must change our priority. We will not strive to change areas of our life that need to be addressed if we don't change our priority. We will not strive to change areas in our life that need to be changed if we don't change our priority. What do I mean by priority? That word priority means what I regard or treat as most important. It is what I regard or treat as most important. See, this is what happens with our priorities. We give our time and attention to that which is most important to us. Amen. We give our time and our attention to that which is most important to us. We give half-hearted effort or no effort to the things that are not important. If it is not important to us, we don't give effort. And it doesn't matter what excuses we use or explanations we give. When we give half-hearted effort or no effort, it's because that thing that we are not giving effort to is not a priority. If it is a priority in our life, it has our attention. If it is not a priority, we neglect it. We set it aside and we ignore it. So then, what should my priority be? What should I regard as the most important thing in my life? The most important thing in my life should be to please God. The most important thing, my priority, the most important thing in my life should be to please God. See, when I desire to please God, I will be motivated to give time and attention to the areas that I need to change. When I desire to please God, I will be motivated to give time and attention to those areas in my life that need to be changed. But if I'm not concerned with pleasing God, it's not going to matter how hard I preach. It's not going to matter what I say. If I have no concern over pleasing God, if my concern is pleasing myself, then whatever I hear in this series, it's not going to matter. I have to change my priority. I have to have a desire above everything to please God. I have to desire to please God above pleasing myself. That has to be my priority. So here's the question. Is pleasing God your priority? That's the question. Is pleasing God your priority? It's a question we all have to ask ourselves. Me included. See, I know that we come to church, but is pleasing my Heavenly Father the most important thing to me right now? Is it the most important? Do I think about pleasing God in my life? Is it what I live for? Is pleasing God what I consider when I have to decide what to think, what to do, or how to act? is the thought of disappointing God a thought that I have? Does it stop me from taking certain actions? Is pleasing God my priority? See, I know that we're involved in all kinds of church activities, but is pleasing God the goal? Or is my goal to do what I want to do? Is my goal to make my opinion known? Is my goal self-promotion? Or is my goal a desire for attention? What is my goal? Is pleasing God my priority? See, I know we all have our Bibles and we speak fluent Christianese. We know all the words to say, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Bless his holy name. We are fluent in Christianese. But when the rubber meets the road, am I willing to put my flesh and my mind in check for no other reason than I care what God thinks? See, do I put my flesh and my mind in check even when no one else knows I'm out of place? When no one else knows that my attitude is funky and my attitude is foul? Do I put myself back in check because I know that God knows and he's not pleased with me? We're talking about priority here. See, I understand that I'm around the things of God. But being around the things of God doesn't mean that pleasing him is my priority. Being in and around the things of God does not mean that pleasing him is my priority. That's why people can spend years in church and not change at all. No, not one bit. Not a priority. Not only that, I have to understand that being pleased with God is not the same as desiring to please God. Being pleased with God is not the same as desiring to please God. Because, see, I had to ask myself these questions before I asked you. And so immediately I thought about all the ways that I rejoice in the Lord. And yet God said, but you being pleased with me has nothing to do with your desire to please me. You are pleased with me because of what I do for you. But does it please you to do for me? See, being pleased with God is not the same as desiring to please him. See, I'm all for being pleased with God. I'm all about that. I like knowing what God has done for me. I like being reminded of God's goodness. Whenever I'm reminded of God's goodness, it just makes me want to shout. When I think of his love, it makes me want to shout. When I think of his sacrifice, it makes me want to rejoice. When I think about the fact that he washed me from my sins, it makes me want to dance. When I think about the fact that he justified me with the blood of Jesus and that I'm right before the Father, I want to rejoice and clap. When I realize and remember that he gave me another comforter, I want to shout hallelujah. And that he promised to come back for me, I want to run all up and down the aisles. But as soon as I'm reminded of the good that I ought to do, I kind of grow silent. When I'm reminded that I need to put away the sins of my flesh, gets a little quiet on the inside. When I realize that God is telling me to control my unruly tongue, then I get real quiet. When I realize that God says to give and forgive, I want to understand the definition of forgive. Well, what do you mean exactly by forgive? What does it mean to forgive? And what does it entail? What does forgiveness entail? I need you to break this down for me. When I'm told to be holy because he is holy, I need to question, what is holiness? When I'm told to endeavor to keep the unity of the faith, I get quiet and pensive. And when God tells me to love one another, then I want to define love for myself. I want to tell others, well, this is what love means to me. So this is how I love other people. See, my priorities may not be what I think they are. And my priority may not be what it ought to be. In fact, I would submit to you that in the church universal right now, there is a problem of priority. Because people are using God for their benefit. Amen. They are looking to God to please themselves and not looking to please him with their life. See, people have made church about being entertained. That is the priority. So now people play church and have little interest in the truth. And because of that, we don't have a problem in any church blending ungodliness and worldliness and paganism with what ought to be holy and sacred. It's all about entertainment. People have made their political issues the priority. That means that in this country, people have made Christianity synonymous with being a patriot. If you are patriotic, if you are a good American, you get to go to heaven. People have made their greed and their covetousness the priority. And they're setting up lavish personal kingdoms on the back of their struggling members. And they're using guilt, sleight of hand Bible preaching, speeding through the Bible, picking out texts, talking real fast, confusing people, making them give up all that they have for their kingdom. See, there's a real problem of priority. People are pleased with using God and not focus on pleasing him. Amen. But that will not be the case for us as a church. Amen. We cannot look at God as a means to an end. So we must challenge ourselves and ask the question, is pleasing God my priority? See, when pleasing God is the most important thing in my life, this is what happens. I'm compelled to grow. When pleasing the Father is the most important thing in my life, I am compelled to grow. Compelled to grow and compelled to change. Why? Because even when no one is looking, I know that my Heavenly Father is looking upon my heart, looking at my thoughts, considering my actions. And if I look at him and say, God, you're not pleased with my behavior, I cannot stay still until I've made a change. I've got to address the issues that I know are not pleasing to him. Why? Because that's what's most important. It doesn't matter what other people say. It doesn't matter what other people do. I am focused on pleasing God. I am compelled to change. When my friends turn away, I'm compelled to change. When my family says I'm crazy, I'm compelled to change. When people say it doesn't take all of that, I am compelled to change. Why? I have a relationship with God. And I know that he loves me. And I love him. And I want to please him above everything else. So I will do whatever I need to do to grow and change. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We're going to read verse 1. Before we read verse 1, just to give us a little context, Paul writes the church at Thessalonica, and he writes this church to congratulate them and to exhort them. He wanted them to know how proud he was of them because they had received glowing reports. They were thought to be an excellent example to other Christians, to other churches, of what it meant to be good Christians. They were an example of good Christian living. They were like From the Heart Church Ministries of Cincinnati. Yet Paul, in the letter, as he encouraged them, he was also filled with a sense of anxiety. Because he did not want this church to think that it had done enough and to stop striving. He wanted them to continue in their progress. So the whole goal of this letter was to encourage them and exhort them to continue.